Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 14, The Ideal Family Life, Text 41. Purushesh Vapi Rajendra Supatram Brahmanam Vidu Tapasa Vidya Tushtya Date Vedam Haristanum Purusheshu, among persons, api, indeed, Rajendra, O best of kings, Supatram, the best person, Brahmanam, the qualified Brahmana, Vidu, one should know, Tapasa, due to austerity. Vidyaya, education. Tushtya, and satisfaction. Date, he assumes. Vidyaya, vidyaya. After tapasya, what is the word? What's that? Oh, date, I'm saying. Vedam. The transcendental knowledge known as Veda. Hare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tanum, body or representation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear King, of all persons, a qualified brahmana must be accepted as the best within this material world. Because such a brahmana, by practicing austerity, Vedic knowledge and satisfaction, becomes the counterbody of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. From the Vedas we learn that the Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Person. Every living entity is an individual person. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the Supreme Person. A brahmana who is well versed in Vedic knowledge and fully conversant with transcendental matters becomes a representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore one should worship such a brahmana or Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is superior to a brahmana because whereas a brahmana knows that he is Brahman, not matter, a Vaishnava knows that he is not only Brahman, but also an eternal servant of the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, worship of a Vaishnava is superior to worship of the deity in the temple. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Sakshad Dvaritvena Samasta Shastrari. In all scriptures, the spiritual master, who is the best of the Brahmins, the best of the Vaishnavas, is considered to be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This does not mean, however, that a Vaishnava thinks himself God, for this is blasphemous. Although a Brahmin or a Vaishnava is worshipped as being as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a devotee always remains a faithful servant to the Lord and never tries to enjoy the prestige that might accrue to him from being the Supreme Lord's representative. Purushesh Vapi Rajendra Supatram Brahmanam Vidu Tapasa Vidya Tushtya Date Vedam Haris Tanum. My dear King, of all persons, a qualified Brahmana must be accepted as the best within this material world. Because such a brahmana, by practicing austerity, Vedic studies, and satisfaction, becomes a counterpart body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic literature said that janmana jayate shudra, that by birth in Kali Yuga, everyone takes birth as a shudra. I mean, that's if you're fortunate. And samskara bhavat dvija. Then by some reformatory process, one may understand that he's not the body, and therefore he becomes a dvija, twice born, born into knowledge. And veda, panta, bhavat, vipra. And if one actually goes deeper into the knowledge and studies it and practices it, then he becomes a vipra. He becomes a learned person. Chanakapanda says a learned person is not someone with a PhD degree or an MD degree or whatever other degree. He says a learned person is matrivat paradareshu paradvareshu lostravat atmavat paradeheshu yakpashyati sapanditaha. That a learned person is one who knows or thinks that every woman except for one's mother, to be, except for one's wife, to be just like one's mother. And conversely, that a learned woman thinks every man to be just like, except for a husband, to just be like her son. And paradvareshu lostravat. And that everyone else's property is like garbage in the street. Atmavat sarabhuteshu, and all living entities one sees as spiritual beings, just as we are as spiritual beings, conscious living entities. So a learned person sees all other living entities as being conscious. Whether it be Brahma down to the meanest ants. And yakpashyati sapandita, that's actually a learned person. Now, if one becomes, gets his PhD and makes missiles to kill people, and people think, oh, he's so advanced, he has so many degrees. He works in a biological laboratory and he's discovered a way of killing everyone. He must get the Nobel Prize. Matter of fact, Nobel, whatever his first name was, I can't remember, but Nobel, he got, he was famous for making gunpowder. Shoot people. So, in the Kali Yuga, people, the learned people, are not concerned how to liberate people from the bodily concept of life. The so-called learned persons, the Maya Pritigyanas, or the Asuram Bhavam Ashityas, either the mental speculators, or the deceitful people, or the asuras, or the atheists, they try and figure out how to kill people quicker. They're afraid people are living too long. So they want to kill them quicker, because otherwise they're afraid, since they only have some billions of dollars, they're afraid they won't get a chapati tomorrow. It'll become too expensive for them. So they want to make sure to kill off all the other people to make sure that they get two chapatis tomorrow. So this is ignorance. People are born in ignorance, and by education they become less than an animal. But the idea of Veda culture is to become educate one who is in the mode of ignorance, the Shudras. And the whole process is the same. Engage them in service to Yajna via Vishnu. Now, previously, people would have sacrifices, and they would have ghee and learned Brahmins chanting the mantras, throwing the ghee into the fire. The fire would be made with gold bricks. The fire sacrifice, the arena would be made with gold bricks. They were so powerful chanting the mantras that they'd sacrifice a horse or a cow and bring it back to life again just by chanting mantras. So in this age, it's not possible to worship Vishnu in that way. As we know, the only possible way is by chanting Hare Krishna. So whether one is a Shudra or anyone else, that one should be encouraged to chant Hare Krishna and get out of the bodily concept of life. One is a Shudra or anyone else in this world, there is no impediment towards becoming Krishna conscious, Because none of us are Shudras, none of us are black, none of us are white, none of us are any of these upadis. We're all eternally the same spiritual being. If I put on a red dress or a black dress or a green dress, it doesn't mean I've become a different person. It's just that my dress is different. Similarly, we're always eternally the same, but sometimes we have one body and sometimes we have another body. But anyone in the human form of life who can chant Hare Krishna, then they come to the platform of eligibility to become a Brahmin. This is part of our philosophy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he had a fight for this principle. In India, there was a caste, Brahmins. They thought that only those who were born in a certain family could be Brahmanas. Just like some devotees, when they first went to India, they went to a temple and they admired how nicely the deity worship was going on in some temple. And they praised the pujari, and the pujari said, yes, if you keep on doing what you're doing, then in your next birth, you can become a pujari in some temple in India. And the devotees told Prabhupada that. And Prabhupada said, you should have told him, if you keep on being a nice pujari, then in your next birth, you can take birth and you can preach the message of Krishna consciousness around the world. So those who are in the Bali concept of life, they think I am Brahmin, I am Indian, I am Russian, I am American, Slovenian, whatever. But these are all Bali concepts of life. We're none of these things. Of course, it doesn't mean we don't have a body. Just like if you have a Rolls Royce, a Jaguar, and a little Ford comes along and says, I challenge you to a race. Well, the Jaguar will probably, do they have Jaguars here? The Jaguar will undoubtedly win the race. So, if the person driving the Ford becomes depressed, oh, this is unfair, why is this Jaguar faster than I am, everyone should be equal. No, the Ford has an advantage, and the Jaguar has an advantage. But the Ford tries to imitate the Jaguar, then it'll simply get disappointed. And if the Jaguar tries to imitate the Ford, say you have a Ford station wagon, and the Jaguar, I think, is a much smaller car. It can't hold 10 people in it. And if they think, so I'm going to act like a Ford, I'm going to put 10 people in here. Well, you probably have 9 people dead by the time you get there. So one has to understand what body we have and not become disappointed. I have this body. I wish it was a different body. As I was saying, this is the madness of Kali Yuga. When people are not trained up in Krishna consciousness, they become more and more crazy. As I was pointing out, that there was an interview of one reporter in Portland, Oregon, at a university, asking the students there, that if I told you this man was like 5 foot, 5 foot 8 inches, 5 foot, whatever that is, like how much in centimeters would that be? 170 centimeters. Is that how you? Meter and something. So he said, well, if I claimed that I was a Chinese woman, 6 feet 7 inches tall, would you believe me? And the students were going, well, if you believe it, if that's how you feel, of course I believe you. And as student after student was giving the same answer, yes, if that's how you feel, then I have to respect you. So they become completely mad. Now this 5 foot 8 man tried out for the women's basketball team Chinese basketball team. And they said, I'm sorry, you know, you're too short. He said, what do you mean? I'm 6'7". I feel like it. Oh, okay, you can play for our team then. They'd lose every game, if that's the way. Unless the other side was just as crazy as they are. So one has to understand what the quality is, and there are marks for the quality. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna doesn't say to our, that at the end of the 18th chapter, in the middle of the 18th, practically at the end, that Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranam Chaparandapa Karmani Pravivaktani Svabhava Pravanari Gunai. He says at the end, Brahmana Kshatriyas Vaishyas Sudras are known by their qualities of work. They're not known by what people think or feel. They're known by actual qualities. And then Krishna says, Sama Dhamma Tapasocham Shanti Arjavam Evacha Jnana Vijnanam Asikyam Brahma Karma Sabhavajam. They're actually symptoms of a Brahman. Cleanliness. Because people don't know what cleanliness is nowadays, so they can't recognize a Brahman. They think if I washed my hands last week and they look pretty good, then they must be clean. And after I eat, I don't have to wash my hands because in case I get hungry, there's something left on my hand I can eat later. Prabhupada points out that in the Western world, in order to clean the surface, they use alcohol. The most contaminating substance that there is, they use it to clean things with. So, sama, dhamma, equanimity, dhamma, sense of mind control, arjavam, simplicity, religiosity, astikyam, jnana vijnanam, theoretical and applied knowledge, shama, forgiveness. These are qualities that are observable. But paśyanapi na paśyati, people can't see them because they're blind. And they want everyone else to be blind. They expect everyone else to be blind too because they follow blind leaders. And therefore this idea of a brahmana is way beyond people's capacity to understand nowadays. What is a brahman? If you tell people, as Prabhupada said, there was the Marquis of Jetland, a very refined gentleman who was the governor of West Bengal, and he even visited Scottish Church's College where Prabhupada was a student. Prabhupada saw the Marquis of Jetland. Marquis of Jetland, after he retired as being the governor, he went back to England, and there he met or followers, disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, when they went to preach in India, they saw the Marquis of Jetland. They met him. And the Marquis of Jetland asked them, can you make me a Brahmin? And Prabhupada's godbrother said, no problem. You just have to follow these four principles, regular principles. And after hearing the four regular principles, the Marquis of Jetland, an aristocratic gentleman, said, impossible. So, people want to become something, but they don't want to become purified. Or if they want to become purified, they don't want to take to the methodology of doing it. And therefore, for them, a Brahman is something that doesn't really exist. And if it does exist, if there are people who are clean and austere and forgiving and tolerant and knowledgeable and realized and religious, then these people are useless. They're not making any money. They're useless eaters. What do they have to give? Some knowledge about God, but there is no God. I am God, as far as such asuras think. I'm God. Let them glorify me, and then they have some value. As Hiranyakashipu was trying to force his little son, Prahlad Maharaj, to glorify him. But Prahlad wouldn't do it. He said that tatsada manye surya varya dehinam. You're a demon, but of course I have to show you some respect. So you're asura varyam. You're the best of the demons. You're the biggest demon. And what's the symptom of your being a demon? Asatgraha. The tatsada manye surya varya dehinam. Sada sumudvigna diyam asakrihat. You're always in anxiety, worried about the temporary, because you're in the Bali concept of life. Therefore, my advice is to get out of your illusion. Tatsada manye surya varya dehinam sada sumudvigna diyam asakrihat. Hitvatma patam griham andakupam. Because you're absorbed in sense gratification, therefore you fall into the blind well of materialistic life, and therefore you're always in anxiety. So you're claiming you're God, the controller of everything, but what's the use of being God if you're suffering like you are? God is supposed to be happy. You're miserable. Therefore, when I'm... Tatsaru manye surivari deinam sadat sun mudvigna deyama satgraha hitvatma patam griham andakupam vanam katoya darim ashvietya. Now my advice, go to Vrindavan and chant your rounds. Chant 16 rounds at least, all the principles, and then gradually you'll make a little advancement and you'll realize you're actually not Aranyakashipu, you're originally one of the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha. You're Jai, so Jai. But he didn't listen, and therefore he had to suffer. But here it says that the purpose of life is to become a Brahmin, and everyone could become a Brahmin. Realize Brahmanyatiti Brahmanaha. One can realize that one is a spiritual being if one follows the process to become a spiritual being. To realize one's spiritual identity. Otherwise, everyone's following a process. Everyone's following some leader to make money, especially in Kali Yuga, to get the maximum amount of sense enjoyment. Everyone's after that, mad after that, literally. Whether it be gaining some material education or material influence or material wealth. Somehow everyone is mad after these things for enjoyment of the senses. And the result is everyone's going deeper and deeper into ignorance, becoming more and more illusion. And even if they're presented, chant Hare Krishna, even if they chant mockingly, they can't do it with any feeling, and therefore they can't get any real experience of chanting Hare Krishna. It just remains as to them an ordinary sound vibration, and therefore they're sure to continue chewing the chewed. Punak punas charvana, charvana, no. But for those who are fortunate, try to work in the mode of goodness, serve Krishna in the mode of goodness, and come to the spiritual platform and realizing that one is what one's eternal identity in relationship to Krishna is, then one's life actually becomes successful. One actually becomes happy, aware, eternally. Otherwise, one will work in the material world to get awareness of how to become happy, and simply continue suffering the threefold miseries. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Yes.
So if the society should strive towards coming to the mode of goodness, and if we look at the previous eras, we can see that generally people didn't just sort of became established on the Brahminical platform. So how can we expect nowadays that people would do so?
Well, Krishna will keep on applying the pressure, make things more and more miserable for everyone. And hopefully he'll apply enough pressure for us that we'll get inspired to do something to spread the holy name. We don't expect everyone to come to this Brahminical platform. We don't expect people to follow the Brahmins, though. That there's at least, there are Brahmins, and that they follow the advice of the Brahmins so they can become either Shudras or Vaishyas or Kshatriyas eventually. That not everyone's going to completely give up their false ego and their sense gratification. But if it's utilized in Krishna service, then if they think they're a Shudra and they follow those rules and regulations for a Shudra or for a Vaishya or a Kshatriya, if they start protecting the cows, protecting the citizens, you know, and they actually give people transcendental knowledge, which is just civilization, then the result is that people will gradually make progress. And this is especially can wake people up by the chanting. Now, the chanting may not wake up everyone up to their spiritual identity with Krishna, but at least may wake them up so that they're going to try and live in a civilized society where people work in a civilized way, that the people who are managing the society understand that there's laws of karma, and they'll get into a lot of trouble if they don't follow them. And similarly, those who are protecting the cows or dealing with the animals, they'll understand that too, just by understanding the eternality of the soul and the laws of karma, etc., some basic principles, then we might get a civilized society rather than a society which is worse than the animals. Anything else?
Internet. Is it not offensive to call the father best of the Asuras, like Prahlad Maharaj did?
Could have said you're the worst of the Asuras. His father probably wouldn't appreciate that either, though. Yeah, well, Harini Kashyapu was the best of the Asuras. It's called, like in sports, they have an umpire. So the umpire simply calls it as he sees it. If someone does something wrong and he doesn't see it or he calls it incorrectly, then he's not a very good umpire. So Prahlad was a perfect umpire. He recognized Hiranyakashipu was really the best of the Asuras. And he called him that. Why is it offensive? That's what he was. He was an Asura and he was the most powerful of all of them. So he was the best of these Asuras. What should he call him? My dear father, you're actually a Chinese lady, 6'7". And you've become that because I think you're that. Yeah, people don't like to hear the truth. But Prahlad was willing to express it to them for their benefit. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandaraj Shimad Bhagavatam Kijaj.